from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Every bit of what Chaz is going through right now, I believe Kyle Tucker was going through for a clean month last year, if not worse.
I'll see you in October.
Because of how much people depended on him and where he was. I hope he doesn't have to get himself started in the postseason. I hope he gets some at-bats because I really want to see him atone for last year.
Then you ought to be really excited about him sprinting.
No, I'm not. No, this doesn't have anything with Kyle Tucker. I don't believe them. I won't believe them until we see him on the field.
You found any video evidence yet?
No, I haven't. Hmm. I'm just saying, like the Astros, they've lost me. No, man. Hey. Yeah. He's doing much better. Yeah, man. Oh, damn. Lance out for the year. Luis Garcia, boy, it's good. Good. We're gonna get it back. We're gonna shut him down.
Bury me in the H.
Until I saw him in that Space Cowboys uniform, I didn't even believe him on Verlander. I saw him in that uniform. So, hey, I don't want to take your joy, as one former quarterback here used to say. Hope you guys get excited. I'll get excited when we see Kyle get on the field.
He's sprinting, man.
Allegedly.
I bet he's really getting after it too. I bet he's digging.
What do you think his sprint's looking like right now?
Not like a sprint, if I had to guess.
Y'all ain't stealing my joy.
I'm just saying. You think, I feel like he's pulling up. Like,
I'm just going to take the word. Man's out there sprinting. I'm not going to overanalyze it.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
Hope to get him back soon. So that's the latest there with Kyle Tucker. If you missed it, he has started to sprint, Joe Espada said. Next step, run the bases.
Shuttle run.
Next step, turn, run the bases.
Sit and reach.
There you go. Hit them in the upper deck. All right.
Tanks.
Upper tanks. Yeah. Upper tanks. All right. Astros, big one tonight. They dropped the one yesterday. I think that is, and this is one of the hardest things to admit when you are a hardcore fan, and I'm sure it was hard for you last night, Clint, probably hard for you, Tyler. That was a really great baseball game to watch. The atmosphere felt playoff, but that's sometimes hard to get through when your team loses. But, like, that was a great atmosphere. The Orioles series felt playoff-like. As you got Dubon laying out, doing everything he can to get to a ball. Yesterday felt playoff like, and I just hope the rest of the way the Astros start to match that sense of urgency. The last thing that I want them to do is to let the Mariners back in the door. Right now, the Mariners have made up 2 games here about the last week,
and lost 1 manager.
And lost a manager. Scott, here, man.
Sorry, Scott.
Your excitement, man. Scott, too.
How's that couch?
Dan Wilson doing it. Dan Wilson.
Hey, that's an old Astro, isn't it?
Scott played for a lot of teams. He may have had
an old Astro, man.
It might be, but so was Jake Odorizzi. Turdish behavior gets you somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they've made up some ground here. They're 3.5 back right now. And you want to have a good distance September 23rd when that 3-game series happens, and I'm looking at this like, well, you put this thing 5-6 games out, you know, that really changes things because that's the last week of the season. So
cream always rises.
If these guys
top.
Can go, good to see Altuve back in the lineup today. Hopefully he's good with whatever it is that is the issue. But good to see him back in the lineup. If Alvarez can go with the neck or whatever's wrong with them, if Bregman can go, they gotta buckle down and finish this thing out.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think for me, of late, what the Astros have done without Kyle Tucker, big picture, and I'm talking about hunting down the Mariners and getting up to a 5.5 game lead in the division. what they've done in this short stretch of August, let's say all of August, where the schedule gets more difficult. Although they've lost a handful of games, they're games that could have went either way. And when you're planning games that could go either way and you have no Kyle Tucker, you have no Yordan Alvarez for three, you have no
Bregman
for five, you have no Altuve for two, you're just in the field, you're just out of sorts. At the plate, you're out of sorts, and you're losing games very, very convincingly, right? I mean, if you could, sometimes, especially when you're beat up like the Astros are, and you're missing bats like the Astros are, it's easy to have a game, several games get out of whack because you just don't have your bats, right? But they haven't done that. They hadn't let go of the rope. They're games that could have went either way, the majority of them. And so, as an Astros fan, I feel good about it, man. You get your guys back. You get to 100%. Knock on wood. Hopefully that's soon. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Big. As I said, they're in this 14-game stretch where they had a series against the Red Sox, then the Orioles, now the Phillies, and the Royals coming to town. All of those teams are above 500, and with the exception of the Red Sox, all of those teams are safely into the playoffs right now. They're 3-5 thus far in those first eight games. But as you said, they've had some significant pieces out. And hell, I think you could probably say in every one of the games, mm-hmm. they've had a significant piece.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.